Hi there, family member. I feel like I should buy a tambourine so that every time I say hi there, family member, I've just, you know, hit it and it would just be so dramatic. How are you today? How was your week? I trust it was fine. For me, my week was very exciting, particularly Wednesday, because Wednesday was my birthday. I've said this thing like a million times. And I know I did promise to give you exclusive gists, but then everything that happened that day, I swear this episode will not be enough to say it, and I don't want to be selfish by creating a whole episode of the birthday gists. So here's what's gonna happen. You are gonna subscribe to the mailing list, that's if you haven't already subscribed, and I'm going to give you the whole detailed gist plus all the ups and downs, all the unexpected things and everything. You name it. So what you're going to do is go to your browser. I sounded British just now. Go to your browser and type everythingrave.disha.page. Everything is together. There's no space. Everythingrave.disha.page. And subscribe to the Everything Rave family meetings. I'll be waiting for you on Monday to give you the exclusive back-to-back gist. And I said it was very dramatic. There were a lot of ups and downs. There were pre-birthday tears, but I'm not going to give you the whole gist here because I don't start unnecessary shalaye. You understand? So today, as the episode description says, I'm going to be giving you an unsolicited advice session. Stroke rant. Unsolicited because you did not ask for it, but you probably needed it anyways. Think about it. Also, before I start, I just want to add that unsolicited advice from strangers can be very annoying. But then I'm not a stranger. I mean, like, we're in the same family. So I can come in and dish advice to you. And I can come in and dash your advice. And it will not be annoying, I tell you. The first thing I'm giving an advice about is double standards. But before that, I totally almost forgot. If you're new here, God bless you. Thank you so much for deciding to join us. And I love you. Sincerely. Welcome to our little, not so little family, and I hope that you make it a date with us every Friday. But then if you are a part of the family, like day one OG, God bless you, and you still haven't gotten back to me on the Capricorn feedback, you know the vibes now. So the first thing I want to give an advice on is double standards. Like, I've realized over time, I mean, that people, how am I going to put this thing now? It's just like me saying, ew, why will you be gossiping? And then behind closed doors, in the comfort of my cupboard, I am actually gossiping. Like, it's just you condemning something that you know inside, the inner chambers of your heart that you do. Like, so if you do it, what's the essence of condemning it when you know inside your heart that you do it? It's better for you to just not say anything. Even the Bible said, he who has no sin should cast the first stone. Yes, because, like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for you to be doing something, then you see somebody outside doing the same thing, and you have the effrontery, the guts, the temerity to condemn that same person. Like I said, this is an advice session. It's a rant. And most of these things, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Most of these things, I see them everywhere on Twitter. Like, on Twitter, you see people that are between, Jesus, this guy is so clingy, ew. But then they cannot even let their boyfriend breathe another air that is not their own. Can you just imagine? Like, I beg. Nobody made you a judge. If you see somebody doing something that is bad, I'm not saying it's wrong to correct it. But then don't be opening your mouth when you know you do the same thing. It's just like, you know, there's this thing they say, now they cash, now be thief. The second thing, I don't know if I gave any advice there. Okay, I think my advice there was, stop. If you have double standards, Joe, pause it permanently. The second is this bandwagon of hate. Like, some people don't even know the person. They have never literally seen the person for over 2 seconds. And then, because they see that everybody hates this person, just say, oh God, I hate this person. And then if you ask them, why do you hate this person? They don't even know. Or if you ask them, why do you hate this thing? they don't even know. Like, you don't have a mind of your own. Your mind is the mind of everybody in that your trailer of hate. Joy, if you do it, quench it. Thirdly, you do something good all the days of your life. You have been doing good. And then one day, it's not like that's for the whole day, maybe 2 seconds in that one day, you have a fallout. You mistakenly do something bad. People will forget that you were once a good person. And then they will drag you and drag you and drag you and insult you and hammer on that one bad thing that you did. That thing really, really irritates me. It's like every day of my life, I go to church. And then the one day I have a fallout and I don't go to church, people say, see her, pagan, this, that. It's deeper than that, though. It's way deeper than that. And then I find it very annoying that people forget to refer to the times that you used to be good to them. Or maybe you were constantly giving this person money or food. And then one day you don't have to give the person and you just tell the person, sorry, I don't have. Hey, you have become a bad person. Have you noticed that thing? Like, just one day that you do not do what you constantly do makes you a bad person in their eyes. And I don't know, change begins with me and you. Although this singular statement I just make cannot change the whole world, but I feel like it starts from me and it starts from you. So try to remember that there was once a time that this person was good. Do you get? Like I said, it's a mini rant. Thirdly. No, that's not the third thing. Laura, I don't even know your numbers. Next, let's just keep saying that. Next is that. I don't know if you have noticed though, but I'm a very loud person. And I'm not going to lie about it. The times you see me very quiet, is either I'm sad. Even when I'm hungry, I'm loud. Is either I'm sad or I'm just meeting you for the first time. I'm a very loud person. And I'm speaking on behalf of the Loud People Association of the world. We are often misunderstood. Like, have you ever noticed in a quarrel where two people are, and maybe there's just this party that's just shouting and like letting it all out, and the other party is just there quiet? You just jump to the conclusion in your heart that maybe this loud party is bullying the other party. And most of the time, it's not even so. Like, I'm the kind of person that if I have a quarrel or a fallout with someone, I like to let it all, because my mind is a very small place. Little things can give me semi heart attack, e.g., too many plates in the sink. Can give me semi heart attack. So I don't like to keep things in my mind. If we have a quarrel, I like to let it all out. I like to talk and I like to drag the matter. And then people will just see me dragging the matter and they'll see the other person just quiet in the corner and they'll say, this Laura, she's a bully, or she's just talking too much, or do you get those kind of things? Loud people or people that talk too much are often very expressive. They like to say it as it is, like to scratch it as it is. Not all the time, though. But the child just likes to let it all out without holding anything back. Loud people are often misunderstood and misjudged in quarrels. So the next time you get to a quarrel scene and you see that one party is just shouting and the other party is just quiet, I feel like you should try to get the opinion of both parties, not just launch into a topic of how the loud party was bullying the other party. Some people are just naturally quiet and some people are just naturally loud. I am some people that are loud. Some people that are louder than me. And then oftentimes when I'm talking to you, you'll be like, Laura, why are you shouting? We're not quarreling. And I'm like, we're not quarreling. I'm just talking to you. Oh, why? It's not like I opted to be loud. But then I said, I'm like, you have to deal with it. But then, to my loud people, it's not like as if you should just be taking advantage of that thing. You know, we have to find a balance in this life. Everybody cannot be the same. So when we find the balance, stick to the balance. Somebody say word. See, I'm just in a very good mood today. And catch it. Secondly, anytime I say secondly, thirdly, just know that I mean the next one is due, because me, I don't know math. So the next one is, if someone meets you for advice, don't launch into a story of how was your experiences were. That's in the off me. I know, I just spoke bitching. That's in the off me. Like, somebody comes to meet you and like, do you know what happened to me today? In the bus, there was this guy that was just trying to lean on, like, as in, how do I put it? There was maybe this guy that was just too the gum body. Exactly, English too hard. Too the gum body. And then you just go, ha, that experience is even a small one. Do you know that it was this day that I went to this. Your own is even learning. Your experience, a trek for where I did, the trek for where I did. Somebody meets you, complains to you. Don't start doing, eh, now maybe the boss of this experience, so you all will not even reach what I go through. You can just say, oh, I had a similar experience, but let's try to tackle yours. Like, constantly have a listening ear. There's this thing that my mom told me. She was like, if you are having a quarrel with somebody, and somebody does something wrong, try to listen before you shall just launch into anything. So this is advice number whatever we were. If you have been counting it, this is another advice. Anytime you're having a fallout with someone, try to listen. Don't just launch into insults and all that. Because now you will be the mullah's last. Shall just try to put your ear down and shall listen to everything possible. Lastly, I'm not promising that this is the last though, but you know how we do it. Lastly, because this episode is coming too long and I'm pitying for you. But lastly, people who have opinions. I realized that in this week from Big Brother, from Twitter. People who have opinions. There are some people, God. There are some people that they don't even know you. They don't even know your personal. Or maybe you just say one sentence. There are people that read a million, as in meanings, to that one sentence. Everybody will have opinions. And you cannot change the opinions of everybody. You cannot bring everybody out of that pit of ignorance that they are in. Yes. Because do you know how many times, because I recently opened a Twitter account. Very, very recently. And if Big Brother finishes, that Twitter account be very dry because all my timeline is just filled with Big Brother things. So, like, do you know how many times I've tweeted? I've said, no, Neo didn't do this. I said I was not going to call you. Do you know how many times I've said, no, V didn't mean this? Or no, Neo didn't do this. But then I'm like, I beg, Laura, you can't prove a point to somebody that already has their mind made up. So just, I will now delete the tweet. Because you can't afford to change people's opinion. People will always have opinions. But if you know that that's not the truth, you live with what you know is the truth. Because you cannot change the opinion of over 7 billion people in the world. You can't. It's not possible. Co-possible, my dear. So, like I said, lastly, that's the last. I don't think I haven't done unsolicited advice. I don't know if I should call this an advice, Shao, but I'm sure you picked some gems on the way. Thank you so much for listening to this point. P.S. If you need advice, ask me. You can send a mail at everythingravepodcast@gmail.com so that the next advice, because I think we're going to be having these advice sessions now because, I mean, I'm becoming motivational these days. So if you have any advice, you can send a mail to everythingravepodcast@gmail.com so that the next advice session can at least be solicited. May not be like, say, I just drop advice, but will not ask me. So if there's anything you're finding difficulty with, please ask me. Plus, the week has ended, and I promised myself I was going to complete my assignment this week, but I don't see myself and my books. But we move. Thank you so much for listening to this unsolicited advice stroke rant session episode. God bless you for me. Don't forget, if you want to get all the unnecessary shalaye, subscribe to the mailing list, everythingrave.disha.page, or I'm going to leave the link in the episode description. And I love you. Is there anything else I want to tell you? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the Everything Rave podcast. There's still so much I want to say, but that chalet has to be saved for the mailing list. So subscribe. Thank you so much. Have a blessed weekend. And I love you.